6.28.01241.12024, audio. More important questions, should we glue the modules or leave a gap between them for verification purposes? It is easy to answer this question on Earth but not in space, especially with incomplete information. Let's try to answer anyway. Some information from the internet with a link. Diameter of a part of the Saturn V rocket, 10 meters. Diameter of the Ariane 5 rocket, 5.4 meters. The American Space Shuttle diameter of the cargo area, 4.5 meters. Diameter of the service module ZVESDA, 4.15 meters. Diameter of the Destiny Laboratory, 4.27 meters. The P6 beam of the ISS solar panels, 10.70 meters. Liquid oxygen minus 183 C, solid oxygen minus 218 C, liquid hydrogen minus 253 C. I jump into the void again. Glued modules will not allow a detailed inspection. There is plus 300 degrees difference between shadow and light in space, near the Earth. Glued, the thermal distribution should be more uniform and have a less stressful effect on the metal in zero gravitation mode, even with a thermal insulation to protect the outer envelope. But glued up to what point? According to my understanding, with good insulators and mechanical protection of the outer envelope, this problem is no longer classified, 1, in the sum of problems to be solved. I am afraid to write this text, but I do it anyway. The justification is at the beginning of this document. I opt for the moment for the detachment of the modules to allow a verification by camera or human presence for the outer protective envelope of the modules. It remains to determine the safe distance for inspection and/or repair of module damage. Even if this is not yet determined, camera surveillance must cover 100% of the area to be monitored, no blind spots. In any case, it's a bit the same principle when you monitor swimmers. Consequently, the SSV, Tivert Space Station, will have to allow the installation of 4 other additional modules, diameter still undetermined, and enough space in this case to be inspected in a safe way by camera and in human presence for 100% of the surface to be covered. For the moment, no rotation calculations are made. We still have information at the moment allowing us to make certain calculations of artificial gravity. I don't know if I have the skills to make these calculations, and in my way of doing it is not yet my priority. For the moment, I imagine three connection points on each side, including the airlocks of access between the modules. The possibility of having additional connection points of the star is always present, but not for the modules intended for humans. History of doing as the word says. SS, it's time for a little music, here. I am also thinking about the main beam of the solar panels and the stars. What if there were three stars on the same tree? I also know that the rotation must be balanced in order to avoid the station drifting. With three stars, the possibilities of the original connections and additions will be facilitated. I am still thinking about the fuel and the oxidizer. Let's imagine three stars staggered with the star of the habitable modules as the center. Let's name them A, B, C. A, possibility of using the B for the fuel and the C for the oxidizer. I am writing this point quickly because people with more training than mine will be able to make a decision concerning the number of stars. This sketch below illustrates this idea. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of kidnapping in September 2007. This November 24, 2024.